Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Do you guys remember this call from a couple of days ago? This was like, I think, on Valentine's Day.
My husband is the most awesome man in the world. I have a fear of driving since I was in high school and my friends died in accidents. So I never got my driver's license. And my husband drives me all the way from Dunwoody to Woodstock every morning, which is only a 20-minute drive while I'm in the car. But it's like an hour and a half for him on the way back. And he works overnight. He doesn't get a lot of sleep. He's the sweetest guy in the world, and I just want to know that I love him, and he's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
So your fear here is, I mean, your fear is paralyzing you so much that you can't go and get your driver's license or drive around in a car?
I can't. It paralyzes me, and I can't do it. And he works overnight and doesn't get any sleep because he drives me back and forth.
All right, so that was a couple of days on the show. We were like, we're kind of touched by that story,
sweet.
You know, like, because he's getting up so early and he's sacrificing every single day to help Shay out. Hey, Shay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Are you crying again just thinking about how awesome your husband is?
I'm not crying, but like I cried a few times since then because like you just don't understand like how hard it is and how, you know, you feel like you're selfish and you try and it doesn't. No matter how much you try, it doesn't seem to work, and it just—I don't know. It's pretty hard, and I know it's harder for him.
Well, explain to me, like exactly what happens to you at the thought of having to get behind the wheel.
Well, and it's actually changed a little bit. Like before, I would just, if somebody even cut me off, or just things that happen in everyday, you know, life when you're driving. That usually don't affect other people, I'll pull on the side of the road. I don't even pay attention, and I'll just, like, start crying. Mm-hmm. See, I have my learners. I just don't have my driver's license, so he can ride with me. Mm-hmm. And it got better where I've stopped crying, and I've stopped doing that, but I freak out if I have to turn around to merge into another lane when I'm on the expressway. I can't. And it's not like a normal, like, freaking out. It's really bad where he's afraid that what if I got into a car accident. And the funny thing is, he says I drive really well. And I'm not sure if it's just that I had a lot of friends die. I was also raised by a strict parent who didn't want me to learn how to drive. And I left home before being able to get my license. And so basically, I mean, it's so bad that I used to live off of exit 7 in Roswell, and I would walk to work to exit 9. I would walk from exit 7 to exit 9 to get to work every single day.
How many miles is that?
Excuse me?
How many miles is that?
To be honest, I'm not sure. It would take me about an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow.
Like, so I would get up really early because I'd have to be at work around 8. And, like, I'm a really hard worker. And I've never, before we got married, I'd never let it affect, you know, I didn't want it to affect my work. And I would just walk. And it kind of got scary because I just didn't have the money to be able to, like, to even take the bus at that point. It was really bad. So. Right.
And there was one specific accident also that happened to you that's sort of like, I mean, it's been kind of the catalyst for all these fears and phobias.
Yeah, well, my friends, when I was in high school, I had a lot of friends that just died in car accidents for different reasons. Like, I had one friend that was just hit by a car, and he was on a bike. I had another friend that was hit by a drunken driver, actually two friends that were, and it was just really, I mean, it really scares me. And also, my mother was very, very, very strict, and I have tester's phobia also, where I kind of buckle under pressure, because you'll think I'm joking about this. I wasn't allowed to boil water when I was 18 years old.
Why not?
Because my mother was just really strict, and she just didn't think I was, she second guessed everything I did.
So she made you feel like you couldn't do anything.
Yes. And so now, even though my husband's just like, he's like, hey, you can drive. When I get into the, I tried to take the driver's test like four or five times. I'll forget minor things like the left, like which is the left light and which is the right, like how to do the blinkers, how to do, like I just buckle.
And Shay, how old are you now?
I'm 21.
Okay. And the pressure is just, I mean, it just seems so enormous to you that obviously it's debilitating.
It really is, like, and it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing because you interview for a job, and you know, one of the questions is, you know, do you have transportation? And I have a car. I do. But it's just the fact that, you know, and my husband, he said he's so great. He's like, you know, I got this job and they wanted me to go to Woodstock, and I actually told him I didn't get it, and he found out I got the job, and he told me to call back and say, yeah. Yes, I accept the job, and he's been driving me to work and he's just always done this, and it's not fair to him. He doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve to almost have to fall asleep on the road when he's driving home from work.
All right, so his trek every single day starts where?
Well, he's an overnight manager, and he gets home around 7 to 7:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. We leave at 7:30. We leave Shanley Dunwoody, and we drive to Woodstock. I generally get to Woodstock around 8:07 a.m. He usually, like, sometimes I'll call him around 8:40, 8:45. He's still maybe 10 or 15 minutes away from home, depending upon traffic. And that's even taking, like, back ways, taking Roswell Road or taking – it's just – and it's sad because – and then it's not only in the morning, but he only gets about 5 or 6 hours of sleep because he has to leave by 3:15 or 3:30 at the latest every day to be able to pick me up from work at 5 when I go to Woodstock.
That's quite a deal.
Yeah, it seems that your mother, you know, or your parents, or the way you grew up, made you feel, like I said, that you can't do anything. So when you try and you look like you're about to fail and you think everybody's going to yell at you, maybe like your mom did, I do think that it is something that you eventually do have to conquer, because not only for him, but you don't want to pass this on to your children, because
you will.
I really don't.
It's really sad to have to say. I was telling everybody at work, I was like, you know, last week I really just wanted some cheddar ruffles. Like, I really wanted those so badly. But my husband, you know, I knew he was tired. He didn't want to go take me. It's one of those things where you can't even do the smallest thing, like go across the street to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you take things for granted, but it's like, you know, I don't have the independence. I don't have, it's sad. So.
And I was going to say, you can tell in your voice that you're out of breath and you're anxious right now, even just talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm pacing.
Really?
I'm pacing.
Poor thing.
Well, when we had you on a couple of days ago, we told you we wanted to try to get you some help because, mm-hmm. I mean, the sacrifice that your husband's making, and this is debilitating for you also. And Beth was listening at the same time, and she emailed us, and she's on the phone with you now. Hey, Beth.
Hi.
Hey, what exactly is it that you do?
I'm what's called a driver rehabilitation specialist.
Okay. There's an actual driving rehabilitation specialist for just this kind of thing?
Well, we work with a whole range of, you know, if you want to call it disabilities. We have people with physical disabilities, cognitive disabilities, learning disabilities, and also psychological. So, you know, in some cases, the biggest problem is the anxiety, not even necessarily some of the other issues. So, yeah, we work with folks with a lot of different kinds of problems related to driving.
When you were listening to Shay's story right now, did some of this sound familiar to you? Like, inevitably, it comes back to some of the parents that have planted these seeds of insecurity on her?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times some of the young people that I work with that have learning disabilities, for example, have had a lot of failure in their lives. And so trying to face driving, it's one more thing they're afraid to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it represents such a big, just like she was saying, such a big step in terms of your independence. But all their life, they've kind of learned that they don't do well at things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then I have other people. We have a young man right now who's about Shay's age, who's a triple amputee, and so he's starting to learn to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, people that you would never expect to be able to drive, you know, we work with all kinds of folks.
So what's the therapy on this?
Well, a lot of times, you know, kind of like when you think maybe traditionally of a phobia where you have to desensitize people, you know, it's putting the person in different situations. Obviously, in our vehicles, part of the plus is that there's, you know, controls on the other side. So, you know, unlike her husband, I can take over mm-hmm. if I need to, which makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he used to be really scared to ride with me. He was like, because I'd shut down. Like, it wasn't good. I could be on the expressway, and I'd get so afraid that I would just, it's almost like I'd stop. And that's, you know, it doesn't make sense. And, I've tried, and it just, I don't know.
And, you know, sometimes it's a difference working with somebody different who's got no emotional investment in the situation. You know, your husband loves you very much and sounds like he works well with you, but sometimes when you've got someone who's, you know, completely detached from the situation, then it's, you know, the manner in which you work is different.
Mm-hmm.
And the ways in which that person can deal with you and get you through the different situations that currently are freaking you out can make a difference in trying to get you ready to be able to be tested and so forth. Because like you said, your actual skills aren't necessarily bad. You know, it's getting past the anxiety.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just, and it's like the smaller things now, because at first I've always said, you know, it's because of all those car accidents. My aunt was in a really bad one, but she survived, but, I mean, like a lot of things. And then my husband and I were talking more yesterday, and he said, well, you know, sometimes he pointed out a lot of things in my life that go back to, like, I don't really make decisions too well. Like, I always like other people to help me with those things, and because I'm not used to being able to.
That's certainly understandable. Yeah. Totally understandable.
It's more than driving, then.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Hey, Beth, do you think that it would be possible for us to get you together with Shay and see if you can help her out, and if so, maybe we can work out something where you could sort of take her on as a patient?
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, it's certainly worth a try to see and see if we can make progress.
That would be so, you, like, I sent you I sent all of you messages on the Burt Show, and I sent, I left a message for Tracy because you don't understand how much this means that you even offered. By no means did I come on to get this. I just want you to know that I really appreciate this.
Well, we understand the pull of the cheddar cheese ruffles.
Yeah,
that's really what did it for Jeff.
That's what did it.
It's cool.
And when you need chips, you need chips. And, and if you can't get
them. I mean, sometimes you just want chips and you can't, you know.
Nothing between Jeff and food.
Yeah.
Beth, I want to ask a question. You know, we talked about how Shay seems to have these kind of deep-seated insecurities. And with the patients you work with in your rehabilitation, whether it be physical or emotional or kind of these, you know, mental for Shay, I take it when you go through the driving course that you kind of dive into those things with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it because I'm not just a driving instructor. I'm also an occupational therapist, so I've mm-hmm. got a lot of training working with people, you know, with a wide range. And, I mean, many of the people over the years that I've worked with, you know, I'm the first person taking them back on the road after they've been catastrophically injured in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they may have I've been out with people that, you know, their passenger died in the accident. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, these are people where it's a big deal to get back on the road, aside from anything else that's wrong.
Right. How long does it usually take people to get rehabilitated?
It really varies.
Everyone's different.
You know, it's one of those things where you have to sort of take it at an individual pace. And, you know, the first time I work with her, I'll have a better idea, you know, what it's really going to take. But, you know, it's some people are a bigger challenge than others. So, you know, but usually after the first couple times when you start seeing that you can do it, you know, that starts to open things up. But, you know, again, it's an individual process for everybody.
Well, let's see if we can get you guys together. And, Shay, we'll get you together with Beth from Freedom and Mobility. And we'll see if she can take you on, and if so, then we'll follow along with you guys, and we'll get you some help that you wanted for a long time.
Thank you so very, very, very much. I thank all of you so very, very much. And my husband really does too. He said that when he heard you even say that, he was just like seriously. Mm-hmm. We looked into like even driver's school and things of that nature. That's gotten to be very expensive and we can't afford that. And it was just, it's been hard. And I just want to say thank you.
Well, we can take care of that for you. Let's see how this goes. we'll get you on over to Freedom and Mobility. Maybe you'll have to walk over there or whatever. And we'll get you guys together and we'll see if we can make this work for you.
Thank you so much.
Is it cool to let us know what time and what part of town you'll be out driving around in?
Beth can take controls.
I know. I'm just saying.
She said that she can, if you know, Shay starts panicking, Beth will be driving.
I know.
Driving,
I'm
so
just
it'll
saying,
be okay.
Is that cool, though? Just like Sandy yeah. Springs, Saturday at 2, like.
Watch out.
Yeah.
I'll send you emails. I'm leaving Shambly Dunwoody at this time. turn here.
That'd be cool. I mean, I'm sure you'll do fine, but.
She's already in. She's going to do a good job. Shay, you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Thank you so much, Melissa. And by the way, I love you, Melissa.
thank you.
So I just wanted you to know that.
Oh.
Yeah, she'll like you so much, Shay. Hey, Beth, thank you very much for your help. And we're going to put a link on over to Freedom and Mobility also from our website.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
The Burt Show.